Well, from that big sign at the entrance to the mock-up towers. The 82nd area looks about the same to me. And it looks as though the men in the division today are getting the same rugged training that we got back here in World War II. In this outfit, there never was much time to just sit around. We exercised on the same parade ground, lived in the same barracks across the way. But I doubt that we were any tougher, more alert, or better trained than these troopers of today. They are kept here to guard this country against invasion. I guess most of us would like to know how fast they could move out and meet an invader anywhere from Maine to Alaska. The best place to get an answer to that question is at division headquarters. Of course, our World War II commanders, General Ridgway and General Gavin, have moved on to new assignments. General Gerald J. Higgins is the head man today. He's a man with many years of airborne experience. General, how long would it take the 82nd to move out of here into action?
This division is always prepared to move out on short notice. We keep our combat units at full strength, our equipment ready to roll, and our arms and ammunition immediately available. From experience gained in past alerts, I know that this division can board planes ready for combat within 4 hours of the time we receive the alert notice. To give you an idea how this works, I have just alerted a rifle company. They're getting ready to move out now.
Company is getting ready. That's Captain Douglas Culpepper briefing his platoon leaders and non-coms.
This is our drop zone. Our assembly area. We secure our main route of advance along this road. Our objective is the airfield. We must have that airfield in order to establish resupply base for future airborne operations. All right. It's exactly 1,000 hours. You have 1 hour. Have the company ready to move. Full combat equipment. Any questions? Move out.
In a few minutes, everyone in B Company gets the word.
Gentlemen, our mission is to secure the main route of advance. And we're also protect the left flank of Company B. Now, you have just 20 minutes to be back here in full combat uniform. Okay, shove off. Let's go.
Okay, the sergeant said 20 minutes. Let's get it, do it in 10 and get him back half of them. Let's go, let's go. Move it, let's go.
These men sure have the spirit of the old 82nd. Matter of fact, some of the old-timers are still around. There's Master Sergeant Herbert Kitchen. He's been with the outfit since it was activated back in 1942. Went through most of the campaigns in Europe. Now he's got about 130 jumps. And some of you may recognize Gilbert Roberts over there by the truck. He's a master sergeant now, joined the division in 42, jumped with us in Sicily and Holland. And you'll remember these names on the street signs, men who didn't come back. PFC Charles de Klopper, he won the Congressional Medal of Honor in Normandy. Lieutenant Colonel R.G. Cole, Medal of Honor, killed in Holland. Private John R. Toll, Medal of Honor, killed in Holland. Names not forgotten by the 82nd. Seeing these men ready for action somehow takes you back to those hours before the jumps into Sicily, Normandy, or Holland. We were dressed about the same, and our minds were working overtime. We stood, waited to move out, waited for orders sure to come.
Sir, the company is formed. Have the men load up. Load up! Okay, let's go, men. Move in quickly. Load up. Let's go.
Load it for the truck quickly. Let's go.
We're headed now for a marshalling area next to the airfield. The procedure in the marshalling area hasn't changed much since the old days. Every man still gets a careful briefing on where he's going, what the objective is, and what he can expect.
Men, your drop zone is Sicily North. You're flying from north to south at an azimuth of 220 degrees. Your flight time is approximately 1 hour. Your formation is a V in trail. Your IP is Overhill Lake, at which point the 4-minute red light will indicate 4-minute flight to the DZ. Your secondary checkpoint is Manchester Road. 10 seconds prior to exit over crossbar of T set up by Pathfinders. Mass parachute jump over crossbar. Now, a word of caution. The wind upstairs is 15 miles per hour. Downstairs, between 8 and 10. On your emergency procedure, on the intermittent ringing of the bell, I want you to stand up, hook up, and sit down. The pilot will then try to correct the emergency. If unable to, he will cause a constant ringing of the bell. At that time, you stand up and bail out.
But before takeoff, they still practice jumps from a mock-up.
Stand up, hook up. Check equipment. Sound off for equipment check. Stand in the door.
Two honorary members of B Company will remain grounded, but they sure keep an eye on everything, including the practice landing falls. In the old days, we were taught to tumble when we hit the ground. Now the boys use what they call a five-point landing. It's cut down the injury rate a lot. From here, they move over to the trucks to draw their main and reserve parachutes. About now, everybody feels keyed up. I know we did in World War II, but you're kept busy.
71, 95, Wilson, 88, 27, 13, 97,
Davis,
65, 84, 13,
13, Martinez,
17, 01, 14, 74,
Morris,
71, 04.
The pilot and the jump master are checking the weather, takeoff time, jump time, and other flight details. Don't get the idea that paratroopers do nothing but put on chutes and jump out of planes. They're infantrymen, well trained to fight on the ground after a jump. And we always packed all the weapons used by an infantry company. You carry some of them in those general purpose bags. All told, you may carry over 100 pounds of equipment. You're not light on your feet. Of course, every man gets checked very carefully. And those riggers really know their business. They don't miss a thing, and that's fine with you. The worst part of a jump is that waiting, standing or sitting. The closer you come to takeoff time, the higher the tension gets, even for the old-timers.
Bill, how many jumps will this make for you?
This makes my 49th one. Well, John, how do you feel? You still got that old good-look charm with you?
I sure do. I've had it with me now for 75 jumps, and it hasn't failed me yet.
Boy, that rabbit deserves master jump wings, don't it?
I don't think an invader would like these men climbing aboard a C-119, carrying machine guns and other weapons with them. Four hours after the first alert, these men are on their way. Sure, it's just a practice run this time, but if this were the real thing, they could be streaking to any part of this country. To Maine, California, or Alaska. Wherever an invader might strike, they could meet him.
Ready? Ho!
In that sky, there's a message for all of us who ever wore paratrooper wings. Just this. So long as there are men who have the spirit and the courage and the desire to meet the challenge of the air, a part of us will never die. And across the nation, when night comes, every American can rest easier knowing that these men are here and ready.
Yeah.
Yes, we can still be proud of the 82nd. The men who made it famous as America's Guard of Honor still live on in these, the paratroopers of today.